Welcome to the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, and I'm thrilled to have you with us today. NewsRamp.com curates the latest business news from leading newswires, bringing you the most relevant stories to keep you informed and inspired. Now, a quick note before we dive in. While this podcast is produced with the assistance of AI and AI voices, rest assured that the stories we're sharing are very real, and the complete news stories can be found at NewsRamp.com. It's Friday evening, October 17th, 2025, and we have a lineup of environmental and energy headlines and stories that you won't want to miss. So grab your coffee, lace up those running shoes, or settle into your favorite chair, and let's get started. Here is our first headline.
HSR Zero Waste President invited to the Global Zero Waste Forum 2025 in Istanbul, OCTA 17th, OCTA 19th. Zero Waste Canada, represented by HSR Zero Waste President Jamie Kaminski, has been invited to participate in the Global Zero Waste Forum 2025 in Istanbul, Turkey. This recognition highlights Jamie's leadership in advancing zero waste principles and Canada's role in sustainability. The forum brings together international leaders to discuss responsible resource management and circular economy solutions. Zero Waste Canada promotes waste reduction and circular economy practices nationwide. HSR Zero Waste, an environmental consulting firm, helps organizations achieve environmental goals through innovative strategies. The forum provides an opportunity to showcase Canada's efforts in zero waste and collaborate with global partners for a sustainable future. Powerbank Corporation, Nteng Hau NN 103, advances new 6.9 MW sect in New York's Capital District. Powerbank Corporation, a premier developer and owner of renewable energy projects, has advanced a new 6.9 MW solar project in New York's Capital District. The project, known as NY Crawford RD, is expected to qualify for incentives under the MISERTA NY Sun program and will supply clean energy to power approximately 800 homes. With experience in over 100 megawatts of completed projects, Powerbank is contributing to New York's goal of 6 gigawatts of solar capacity by 2025. The company has begun the interconnection application and preliminary screening analysis, marking the first stage of development for this initiative.
Mining news breaks. Max Power Mining, Max X, OTXF, 89N, selects drilling contractor for Canada's first natural hydrogen well. Max Power Mining, a Canadian exploration company, has selected a premier Saskatchewan-based drilling contractor to execute Canada's first dedicated deep well targeting natural hydrogen at the Lawson target within the Genesis Trend. Drilling is set to begin around November 7, 2025, pending the Lawson well license. The operation will utilize a powerful tele-double rig with a 24-person crew working two 12-hour shifts over approximately 3 weeks. CEO Mansoor John highlighted this collaboration as a major milestone, emphasizing the company's pursuit of the world's first commercial natural hydrogen discovery with a top-tier team. Max Power focuses on North America's decarbonization shift and holds a dominant land position in the natural hydrogen sector. For more information, visit the company's website at maxpowermining.com.
Graphite is in demand, and China has a lock on the market. Here's how Nouveaumont Graphite is helping change that. Nouveaumont Graphite Inc. is aiming to be the first fully integrated, carbon-neutral producer of graphite, offering an alternative to China, the current leader in graphite production. With a mine in Quebec, Canada, NMG supports growth in electric vehicles, renewable energy storage, and consumer electronics. The company focuses on transforming graphite into active anode material for batteries, ensuring valuable products are not processed in China. CEO Eric Desaulniers emphasized the importance of graphite for the U.S. economy, especially in defense and battery applications. To learn more, watch the full interview on Benzinga's YouTube channel.
Tech Media Breaks Satellogic Inc., NASDAQ, SATL, prices $90 million public offering of Class A common stock. Satellogic Inc., a leader in submeter resolution Earth observation data, has priced its underwritten public offering of 27,692,308 shares of Class A common stock at 3.25 cents per share, expecting gross proceeds of about $90 million. The company granted underwriters a 30-day option to purchase an additional 4,153,846 shares. The offering is set to close around October 17, 2025. Cantor and Titan Partners Group are joint bookrunning managers, with Craig Hallam and Northland Capital Markets as co-managers. Satellogic plans to use the net proceeds for general corporate purposes. Founded in 2010, Satellogic aims to democratize access to geospatial data to address global challenges like climate change and food security. Using EVs for e-commerce deliveries could slash urban emissions, UNEP says. Electric vehicles used for e-commerce deliveries could dramatically reduce urban emissions as online shopping continues expanding globally, according to the United Nations Environment Program. Companies like Bollinger Innovations, Inc., that are selling electrified delivery vans, are at the forefront of this green initiative. By utilizing EVs for deliveries, cities could see a significant decrease in pollution levels. This shift towards electric vehicles aligns with the growing focus on sustainability in the transportation sector, offering a cleaner and more efficient solution for last-mile deliveries. New Bedford Research and Robotics awarded grant from Massachusetts Clean Energy Center to advance ocean innovation. New Bedford Research and Robotics has been awarded a $65,000 grant from the Massachusetts Clean Energy Center to advance ocean innovation. The grant is part of the state's Ocean Innovation Network, which aims to strengthen Massachusetts' position in ocean technology. The announcement was made at NBRR during MassCEC's Climate Tech Corridor Roadshow, with Dr. Emily Reichert and New Bedford Mayor John Mitchell in attendance. The grant will fund the acquisition of a CNC machine to prototype components for underwater robots and other ocean tech innovations. This investment will streamline development, reduce costs, and accelerate innovation for early-stage companies. NBRR's role in supporting Massachusetts' ocean innovation community solidifies New Bedford's position as a hub for marine innovation and clean energy. Apple ramps up its clean energy projects in Europe. Apple is funding new solar and wind projects in Europe, adding 650 megawatts of zero-carbon capacity. These projects are set to unlock over $600 million in project finance. PowerBank Corporation could benefit from these efforts. Green Energy Stocks is a platform focusing on companies shaping the green economy, offering access to wire solutions, article syndication, press release enhancement, social media distribution, and tailored corporate communications solutions. To receive SMS alerts from Green Energy Stocks, text GREEN to 888-902-4192. For more information, visit greenenergystocks.com.
UGI begins upgrades in the city of Lancaster and Lancaster Township. UGI Utilities Inc. has started a natural gas main replacement project in Lancaster and Lancaster Township. This initiative is part of UGI's dedication to providing safe and reliable service. Homeowners and businesses along the project route may have the opportunity to switch to natural gas. The underground work will take place on various streets, with construction scheduled Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. Drivers should expect lane and parking restrictions, as well as some interruptions to natural gas service. The installation is set to be finished by the end of December, with temporary restoration immediately following. For those interested in converting to natural gas, UGI can be reached at 800-276-2722 or gasconversion@ugi.com. UGI Utilities, Inc. serves over 760,000 customers, and more information can be found at www.ug.com. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Environmental and Energy Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.